Masechet Baba Masiah, Daf Mem Heh. Yesterday we saw a Mishnah in Masechet Maaseh Sheni that says, according to Beit Shammai, Lo Yaaseh Adam Sila'im Dinare Zahav. If you had Maaseh Sheni money, Maaseh Sheni fruit, and you redeemed it with silver coins, everybody says that you can do that. Fruit to silver you can do. But now you want to take those silver coins and transfer the Kiddushah to gold coins? Beit Shammai says you cannot do that because the gold coins, at least with regard to silver, is like a commodity, not like currency. Silver is stronger as a currency than gold. Okay, so that's for sure. Now there's a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what would Beit Shammai say regarding using a gold coin to redeem the fruit itself. You have the fruit and you don't want to use a gold coin at all. You want to go directly from the fruit and redeem the fruit for a gold coin. We know that one of these two Amoraim says is permitted and one says not. In other words, one says that gold coins are a commodity always and you can never use them. And the other one says, no, gold is only a commodity compared to silver. But compared to fruit, it is a currency. So we don't know which one says which. And so now we're going to try to figure it out. Tistayem de Rabbi Yochanan, hu damar en mechal ledin. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, asur lelvot dinar be dinar. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan, he's the one that says, you cannot take fruit and redeem it for gold at all. In other words, gold is always a commodity. It's not a currency. After all, Rabbi Yochanan said that you cannot borrow a gold coin and then pay back the same gold coin because it may go up or down in the meantime, and that would be interest. Now we're going to prove that dinar here means a gold coin. Dinar demai, ilema dinar shel kesef, dinar shel kesef, legaben afshe mika lemanda amar lav tiba haveh. When it says dinar, what type of dinar? Is it a silver dinar? Well, what a silver dinar, with regard to itself, is for sure currency. Nobody would disagree with that. And so that's just the basic absolute money, absolute currency. The highest standard is, in fact, silver. So everybody would agree that if I give you 100 silver coins and then you pay me back 100 silver coins, that's a regular loan. There's no interest there. Ela peshita dinar shel zahav, dinar shel zahav. So he wouldn't say prohibited. There's no reason to make silver prohibited. Rather, must be he's talking about gold coins. Now, ulman, Rabbi Yochanan said this according to whose opinion? Ile Bet Hillel ha'amreti v'ahaveh. Well, if it's for Bet Hillel says that gold is, in fact, a currency. He even said that you can go from silver to gold, and certainly you can go from fruit to gold. So he thinks that gold is a currency, and therefore one can certainly lend out and pay back with gold coins. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan is saying this halacha for Beit Hillel, because Beit Hillel would say permitted. So when he says asur, who is he talking about? Ela lav le Beit Shammai, he's saying according to Beit Shammai it would be prohibited. Ushma mina Rabbi Yochanan hu damar en mechalelinan. So if he says that you cannot give gold coins as a loan and get paid back in gold coins, it's because he considers gold coins to be a commodity. And just like you cannot give se'ah of wheat and get back paid back a se'ah of wheat because the price fluctuates. Same thing with gold coins. If gold coins are in fact a commodity, then that would mean that you also cannot take fruit and redeem the fruit directly unto gold coins, because that's another commodity. So gold is not even considered a currency, not considered currency at all, not with regard to itself, not with regard to fruit, and not with regard to silver. So it must be Rabbi Yochanan says that opinion. And we answer, no, lo le'olam emalach Rabbi Yochanan hu damar mechalelinan. V'shani hava akivan delinyan mikachu mimkar shavyuhu rabanan ki pera, damrinan ihu nihu de'okir vizil. No, in fact, this is not a proof, and it very well could be that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that you can take produce and redeem it, maaseh sheni produce and redeem it directly into gold. That's okay. Gold is a currency for that purpose. However, a loan is different. Since regarding trading, the rabbis made gold the same as a commodity. In other words, if you're trading silver and gold, so compared to silver, silver is the currency and gold is the commodity. Since that's true for trading gold and silver, so they said, well, look, it goes up and down compared to silver. And so therefore, regarding a loan, also we're going to consider gold to be a commodity, right? Since there's something that's more currency-like than gold. So if I give you this much gold and you give me back at a time when gold is at a higher price compared to silver, well, then that would be interest because silver is the higher standard for currency. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says, even if I say that according to Bet Shammai, gold is a currency for produce, for Maaseh Sheni, and you can redeem it. But for a loan, then you have to compare it not just to produce, but you have to compare it to silver, and it's not an absolute standard, and therefore it's a problem. And in fact, this last opinion that we just said makes the most sense, because when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that even though they said that one is prohibited from lending a gold coin with another gold coin, nevertheless, you can take Maaser Sheni produce and redeem it for a gold coin. So you see, for sure, actually, it's in fact the opposite of what we just proposed. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that you can take produce and redeem it for a gold coin, because in relation to produce, it's a currency, and therefore must be that Reish Lakish has the other opinion that you cannot, that the gold is never a currency, not even compared to fruit. Tashema, haporet sela memeot maaseh sheni, bet shemashamai omrim bechol ha-sela maot, ubet hilel omrim beshekel kesef beshekel maot. We now quote the Mishnah after the Mishnah that we brought before. That was Maasechet Maaseh Sheni 2.7, this is 2.8, and we'll bring this to a challenge Bet Shammai's opinion. This is about someone who has copper coins that he had fruit and he redeemed the fruit, Maaseh Sheni fruit, with copper coins. And now he wants to exchange those little copper coins with silver coins. And he has a sela worth. A sela is equal to 2 shekel. So according to Bet Shammai, if he has a sela's worth of copper coins, of Maaseh Sheni money, Bet Shammai says he can take the whole thing and put it into silver ma'ot, which is easier to carry when he's traveling to Jerusalem if he just has silver coins, which are much lighter and smaller than a whole bunch of copper coins. No problem. Bet Hillel, however, says that he has to take this sela of copper coins and split it half-half. Half of it, meaning 1 shekel, he can redeem, exchange, and the kiddushah will go on a silver coin. And those copper coins, he could just leave at home, they're regular chulin. But 1 shekel, another half of the sela, he has to leave as copper coins. Why? Because Bet Hillel is afraid, if everybody comes and brings silver coins to Jerusalem, well, when they come to actually buy food, that's too big a denomination. So they're going to be exchanging all of these silver coins with copper coins. Now, if everybody's doing that all at the same time when they come Aliyat LaRegel, then the price of copper coins will go up, because there's going to be a shortage of copper coins since everybody's bringing only silver coins. If the price of the copper coins goes up, then they're going to get, compared to silver, then the person exchanging is going to get less copper coins, and therefore he will be able to buy less food with it. So by doing that, he's shortchanging the amount of food that he will buy with the Maaseh Sheni money. Therefore, Bet Hillel says, listen, have some coins on hand, because right when you get to Jerusalem, you're going to want to buy some things, and so immediately you'll have the copper coin, so you have some of it. Although it's hard to carry everything in copper coins, that's fine. You could bring silver also, and then there'll be lots of copper coins around, and then you'll be and you'll spend that right away. And then when you run out of that, then it'll be easy to exchange the silver for the copper at a good rate. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now here's the question. You see here, according to Bet Shammai, he thinks that you can take copper coins and switch them into silver coins. Well, that means that you can use copper coins to begin with. When you had the original produce, You can redeem the produce with copper coins. If you can use copper coins, which are certainly less valuable and more like a commodity compared to silver, and yet you can use copper coins to redeem the produce, all the more so you should be able to use gold coins for the produce. So this would be a challenge to Resh Lakish's interpretation of the Machloket, because we proved that Rabbi Yochanan says this would be permitted. So therefore Resh Lakish is the one that said that gold is always a commodity and you cannot use it redeem the original fruit onto gold. But here you can use copper coins to redeem the fruit. So certainly you should be able to use gold, which is more expensive. And we answer Shane Pirite Batra de Sayan Acharife. No, copper is different because in a place where there are in circulation, then they circulate very easily. Because they're cheap, so everybody uses them. Whereas gold is hard to use. You can't just go walk into a store with a bar of gold and buy anything, even though it's worth, actually, because it's worth so much, it's not usable as a currency. Good. All that was one version of the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish interpreting Bet Shammai. But now we're going to present a second and then a third explanation of it. And we're going to go through a similar series of questions on this interpretation. Lishna Harina Amrila, Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish. Chad amar machloket b'slaim al dinarim, tebet shamay sabri, hakesef kesef rishon, velo kesef sheni. So it's the same Mishnah in 2:7, back up there, that same language of the Mishnah. But now in this interpretation, Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish have a machloket, we're not sure who says which, but one of them says that the machloket is regarding taking silver coins, that you had produce and you redeemed it with silver coins, and then the silver coins you want to exchange for gold coins and have the kiddusha go in the gold coins. And there Bet Shammai says you cannot do that because a gold is more of a commodity than silver, not because of that, but simply because you cannot go two steps. You can take the fruit and redeem it with coins, and that's it. Those coins have to be brought to Jerusalem. You cannot then redeem them again. You can't do a second level redemption. Kesef Rishon means the first coins that you use to redeem the original produce, those have to be brought, and because the Pasuk says, Vesarta ha kesef beyadecha, you have to bind up the money, and so with the money means the original money that you first use, and not the second hand money. So it's not about the type of coin, whatever it is, it's just the first coin. And that's why he says in the Mishnah, you cannot take silver coins that you already used to redeem the produce and now put it into gold. You can only use the first one. But if you use the gold, the first one, then that would be fine. That's Bet Shammai's opinion, according to this one Amora. Bet Hillel sabri hakesef kesef riba. Avafilu kesef sheni. Bet Hillel says ha kesef and kesef. It's an extra he. It actually is coming to include something, including a second money. So yes, you can take the original and you can redeem it with one coin, and then you could take that coin and redeem it with another coin, and in any way you want. You could go to silver, and then the silver can go to gold. Aval perot al dinarin devidako mechalelina dakate kesef rishon hu. But everybody would agree, according to this, Amora, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel would agree that you can take produce and you can redeem it with gold. That's fine, because the gold is kesef rishon. So you can just go one step, but not two steps. That's what Bet Shammai says. However, the other Amora, either Resh Lakish or Yochanan, whoever it is, says no fruit. You cannot go to a dinar at all. A dinar is a commodity and not a coin, and not a currency. And therefore, no, you cannot do that. You can only go from fruit to silver, but not to gold. Okay, so now this is the second version of the machloket. Now we ask about this version. Well, manda masena dinarin machloket, according to the first opinion within this version, that you can, everyone agrees that you can, that the machloket is only regarding going from silver to gold, but you can go from fruit to gold. So why does the Mishnah mention that the machloket is going from silver to gold why not say an even bigger chidush for Bet Shammai, that you can even go from silver to silver, right? In other words, and according to this understanding of the machloket, the problem is using a second coin for Bet Shammai. And so the bigger chidush is, if you had fruit and you redeemed it on one silver coin, and then you want to switch it for a different silver coin, you cannot, because you can only use kesef rishon and not kesef sheni. And that would be even bigger chidush. And all the more so, you can't go from gold to silver if you can't even go from silver to silver. So why not say the machloket that way? And the answer is, ifligi besilaim asilaim hava amina, hane mil besalim nasilaim hava besalim nadinarin, modulu hu betile lebet shamay da da hava legabe kaspa pera have, velo mechalelinan kamashmalan. Because if it's a Mishnah only said that you cannot go from silver to silver, I would say that Bet Shammai says you can't do silver to silver, but for if it's silver to gold, then Bet Hillel would agree with Bet Shammai that gold, when it, compared to silver, is a commodity and you cannot redeem it. So therefore has to teach us not so. In other words, I would have thought that the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel is only from silver to silver. There, Bet Shammai says, you can't go from one coin to another. Silver to silver is not good. All the more so, silver to gold. I would know that about Bet Shammai, that they wouldn't allow any second coin. But I would have thought that when Bet Hillel says, I permit, that means he permits going from silver to silver, because they're both definitely currencies. But maybe according to Bet Shammai, going from silver to gold would not be good. And so therefore the Mishnah chose to teach us to present the case as going from silver to gold, to give us the bigger chidush that for Bet Hillel, not only silver to silver is allowed because a second coin is permitted, but even silver to gold is okay, because gold is a currency. And so we wanted to give the bigger chidush for Bet Hillel, even though we don't find out the bigger chidush for Bet Shammai, although it's true. For Bet Shammai, you couldn't even go from silver to silver, according to this is that reasoning. Okay, Tashema, Poret Sela Shema Aseshani Birushalayim. Bet Shammai Omrim Bechol HaSela Ma'ot, Bet Hillel Omrim Beshekel Kesef Beshekel Ma'ot. Hashta, Kaspa Legabe Pirite Mechalelinan, Velamrinan Kesef Rishon Velo Kesef Sheni, Legabe Dabad Hashib Mine, Miamrinan Kesef Rishon Velo Kesef Sheni. So now this is the next Mishnah. We quoted 2:7 and 2:8. Now this is 2:9. And this is about someone who wants to exchange silver for copper in Yerushalayim. So he has, before we had that, we had the case when he has copper at home, and where in Tel Aviv, wherever he is, and he wants to switch it to silver. Here, now he's in Jerusalem, he brought the silver, and he wants to switch it to copper. So can he do that? Bet Shammai says he can take the entire amount of silver and switch it all to copper all at once. That's fine. And Bet Hillel says, no, like before, not all at once. You take the sela and you take half of it, one shekel, keep it as silver, and one shekel you can turn into copper. Because with the copper, then you can go and buy food easily. Now, if you can take silver and switch it to copper, and this is according to Bet Shammai, because I mean everybody agrees, it's just a question of how much can you do. Bet Shammai says actually you can do all of it. So if you can take the produce that you transfer to silver, you redeem with silver back home, and now you go, you're in Jerusalem, and you're going to take from the silver and turn and change it for copper, and you can do that. And we don't say, oh, the silver is the first coin, and then the copper is the second coin, and therefore it's not allowed. No, Bet Shammai says it's allowed. So then with gold, which is more expensive, all the more so, you should be able to take the silver and switch it into gold, right? And we don't say, this is the first coin and this is the second coin. So we see that this Mishnah refutes the entire interpretation that we just had before, that the problem of Bet Shammai is one with having one coin and then the second coin. Here, look, he's switching from one coin to another coin, and the second coin is even lower. It's copper. So, and Bet Shammai says it's okay. So certainly he should say it's okay to switch from silver to gold. Big challenge to the interpretation above. And the answer, Amar Rava, Yerushalayim kamot bat shana Yerushalayim dechtiv be benatata keseh bechol asher taveh nafshecha babakar ubason. You're asking a question from this Mishnah, which is, In Jerusalem, then already you're allowed to buy things. The whole point is you can't carry all the fruit, and so you transfer it into a coin. You bring the coin to Jerusalem. Now, once you're in Jerusalem, now you can buy fruit with it, and you can also exchange it for a lower currency in Jerusalem because you need the lower currency in order to buy the food. But that's the point. Now you're in Jerusalem, so that's why it's permitted. You can't bring that. You can't ask a question from here about when you're back home in Tel Aviv and you want to switch from one coin to another. Then it's not allowed in Jerusalem. Now you're allowed to spend the money. So you might have to get smaller denominations so that you can spend the money. So that's okay. All right, second challenge, Tashema. Haporesh sela mimeot ma'aseh sheni. Bet Shema omrim b'chol ha'sela ma'ot, u'bet Hillel omrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel ma'ot. Now we're re-quoting the Mishnah 2:8 that we had before. And now this one is that when you're at home and you want to take your small copper coins and switch it into silver, in order to carry it more easily. And Bet Shammai says, you can take all of it and put it into silver. And Bet Hillel says, no, you should keep half in silver and half in copper, so that as soon as you get to Jerusalem, you'll have some copper to buy things. And so we see from here that there's a problem, because this is even according to Bet Shammai. This is now at home, not in Jerusalem. And you're allowed, Bet Shammai says, you're allowed to take the original fruit, redeem it for copper, and then take the copper and redeem it with a second coin, which is silver. And it doesn't matter that silver is better than copper. The point is, you can have a first coin and a second coin. So you see, this entire interpretation does not work. Ela dekula alma hakesef kesef riba vafilu kesef sheni. So therefore, in fact, everyone agrees that you can use a first coin and secondary coin, and the word kesef and ha kesef is coming to include, not to exclude, and you can use and you can redeem with one coin and then switch it to a second coin, and so that whole second interpretation that we just brought is refuted. So now a third interpretation of their machloket about what Bet Shammai said. Chad amar machloket b'slaim al dinarin, de Bet Shammai sabri gazin an shema yashhe aliyotav, de zinin de la melu zuze b'dinare vela masik. Rather, the machloket is, can you take silver coins and switch it into gold coins? The silver coins that you redeem from Aser Sheni into gold coins. Bet Shammai says the problem is not a Doraita problem. Drabanan level, on Doraita level, it's okay. You can switch from one coin to the other, and it's not a problem regarding the currency. They're both currency. The problem is that is a gezera, that if you're going to switch the silver into gold, then we are afraid that you might wait and not make aliyah until you have enough silver to change into a whole gold coin. Because otherwise you're going to say, look, I only have enough silver for half or three quarters of a gold coin. I'm going to have to carry all the silver. You know what? I'll wait till next harvest when I get more fruit, and I'll redeem that fruit for more silver, and then I'll have more to make one gold coin. And then he's not going to end up going to Jerusalem, or he's going to wait too long to do it. We don't make such a gezerah that you're going to delay making aliyah. And even if the silver coins do not add up to an entire gold coin, so what? So what's the big deal? So you take the silver coins and carry them. You don't have to worry about that. So that's where the machloket is. However, if he has the original fruit and he wants to redeem the fruit to a gold coin, then everybody agrees that he can do that, because if he waits, he's not going to say, oh, I don't have enough fruit for a whole gold coin. I'll wait till the next crop and then I'll redeem it. No, by the time you wait till the next crop, the fruit's going to be all bad. And so no one's going to wait in terms of that. So Bet Shammai says, Bet Shammai says, if you're going from fruit directly to gold, there's no reason to make a gezerah. He'll redeem it If he has enough, he'll redeem it for a gold coin. If he doesn't have enough, he's not going to wait. He'll use silver instead. That's one opinion of Reish Lakish and Yochanan. But the other opinion says, no, gold is a commodity, and you can just not use it. You cannot use it at all, and therefore you cannot even go from fruit to gold directly. So now we make a final conclusion that according to this third opinion that we just said, that on the Doraita level, everybody agrees, Bet Shammai agrees that you can use gold, and you can go directly from fruit to gold, and from silver to gold, that's all fine. And it's only the Rabbanan that they made a gezerah, if you go from silver to gold, then you're going to wait. And that fits with the language of the Mishnah, because Mishnah says Ya'aseh lo Ya'aseh, right? That you could do this. Lechatechila, you can do this. Lechatechila, you should not do this. But since it's only to Rabbanan, Bidi Avad, let's say according to Bet Shammai, someone had silver and he transferred it to gold, would it work? Yeah, because on the Doraita level, it works. Just it's a Gezerah. Well, you shouldn't do that because it will lead to something else. But anytime it's a Gezerah, but the avad, if you did it, then it's effectuated. Ela lachli shana damat medoraita belige mechalelinan velo mechalinan mi ba'ele kashya. But according to the second interpretation was already rejected. But even the first interpretation that says on the doraita level you can't do it just because the currency, gold is not a currency, it's a commodity. And so if a doraita level doesn't work, then the Mishnah should have used language of you can make it. You can desacralize, or you cannot. Meaning, not can. It works, or it doesn't work. Right? If you do it from silver to gold, it won't be chol. It won't work, or it will work. You should have used that language rather than the language that it uses, which is ya'aseh velo ya'aseh, which sounds like lecha techila kashya. So that would be a difficulty for the first two explanations. But this third one that we said now as a language of Gezerah fits with the language of the Mishnah. Itmar, Rav Levi, Chadamar Matbea Naase Halifin, Vechadamar En Matbea Naase Halifin. Halifin means barter or exchange. This is another way to perform a transaction. We talked about before buying something, buying and selling. So that is where one thing is a commodity and the other thing is the currency. And so we saw that you have to make an acquisition on the commodity, pick it up, pull it, in order to effectuate the transaction. And once you pull the item, then the other party has to give the money and they cannot go back. However, chalifin barter works with two commodities, so that if either party, if I'm trading a chair for a table, so if I pull the chair, then automatically the table becomes yours and vice versa. Chalipin can also be a symbolic exchange, in which there's really only one item that we want to transfer. It's just a chair. I want to get that chair from you. And so if instead of pulling the chair, I can just give you some item, a handkerchief, a shoe, anything that doesn't have to it doesn't even have to be valuable. And by giving you the handkerchief and you taking the handkerchief, so then we say this is a barter, even though actually there's only one item of real value that's being transferred. Okay, so now the question is, can you do chalipin, an exchange, with currency? So there's a machlok between Rav and Levi. One says that yes, you can do barter with currency. In other words, when you have currency, you can use it as a buying and selling instrument, but you can also use it as a barter instrument. But the other one says, no, you cannot use money in chalipin. Money is only going to be for buying and selling in the traditional, normal way of buying and selling, in which you have to pull on the commodity, pick up the commodity, but you cannot use money in an exchange. Amada papa, my tamadama mandamar en matbeya nase chalipin mishum de date asurta vesurta abida de batla. Now papa, what's the reason for the opinion that says coins, currency, you cannot use to as an exchange? The answer is because when someone is using coins, his mind is on the minting of it, right? It's on the symbol that's on it. So you might have a coin that's made out of silver, and maybe the silver, in fact, is several grams of actual silver. But what you're thinking about is the fact that it says on it $1. one silver dollar, one shekel, right? Whatever it is. And it has the face of the king on it, or whatever picture it has on it. So therefore, you're not thinking of it as a commodity. You're thinking of it as the legally binding value that it says on it. And that is not permanent, because sometimes the government would come and say, oh, listen, we are canceling this particular coin. This currency is no longer in use. We're changing it over to another one, right? Given all of your subway tokens. And we'll give you something else instead, a MetroCard instead, right? This is no longer in circulation. So because it's not intrinsic value, but rather it's dependent value, and that it's not permanent. Whereas an item, a shirt, whatever, right, that has intrinsic value that is going to continue. It's not going to change by fiat of the government. And therefore, since a person, when he uses coins, is not thinking about the intrinsic permanent value, but rather rather the fiat value that's stamped on it, and that is not permanent, therefore you cannot use a coin in an exchange. Tenan. Hazahav koneta kesef. Maila bechalipin, ushma mina matbea nase chalipin. So now we're going to bring a question from our very Mishnah that says, if I give you a gold coin, then and you take it, you pick up the gold coin, then I automatically acquire the silver coin. So that sounds like an exchange, right? Doesn't it? And therefore we see that coins can be used in a chalipin exchange. Challenge on the opinion that says you cannot. And the answer is lo bidamim. No, we're in fact thinking of it as currency. Yihachi hazahab koneh ta kesef michayeb miba'ale. If so, if we're thinking of the gold here as currency, well then the language doesn't make sense, right? Why does it say that gold, giving you gold, makes the silver that you have automatically mine? That's language that sounds like exchange. And when you pick up item A, then I automatically get item B. That's language of exchange. If it was really talking about buying and selling, then rather it should say, rather than acquires, it should say obligates, that once you take the gold, it obligates you to give me the silver. The silver isn't automatically mine like it would be in a barter exchange, but rather it creates an obligation, right? You took the item, you have to pay for it. You have to pay for it, but you could, and paying means you could give me those coins, you could give me other coins, you have to give me the payment of it. That's another difference here between exchange. If I exchange this chair for that table, then it's this particular chair and that particular table, and it's already, I already acquired it immediately. But if it's buying and selling, so now you acquired the commodity, you have to pay me, you owe me, right? It's an obligation. And so, but the Mishnah doesn't say mechayev, and so we answer, no, that's what it means, right? You could read that in the Mishnah. Either amend the Mishnah, or more likely it's saying, when the Mishnah says koneh ta kesef, what it means is that you are now obligated to give me the coins. Hachinami mistabera, and in fact, this makes better sense. Midikatani sefa kesef eno kone et hazahav. Iyamat bishlama bedamim, haindu damrin and dahaba pera v'chaspati ba'abati ba'pera lakane. Yel ela iyamat bechalipin, tarvayu liknu ahadade. And it makes more sense even that this Mishnah is in fact thinking about this as money, not as exchange, because look at the continuation where it says, if I give you silver and I want to get your gold, then it does not effectuate a transaction, right? Because silver is a currency, and giving over currency does not finalize the sale. Does not effectuate a transaction. So if you say we're using the silver here as money, then that makes sense, because gold is a commodity compared to silver, which is a currency. And so silver doesn't work. Silver or currency for commodity does not acquire. Currency does not acquire a commodity. You have to pull the commodity. But if you say that we're working by chalipin, and we happen to be using a coin, but we're thinking of the coin as as a currency here, and we can do a trade, exchange with the coin. Well, then it should work either way, right? Because whether I give you, it doesn't matter. Even if I give you a coin, which is currency according to everybody, if we think of it as an exchange, and you can use a coin in a barter exchange, then giving you the silver should automatically make the gold acquired to me. But you see, the Mishnah does not say so. Ve'od Tanya. I'll bring a braita that further proves this point. Hakesef eno kone et hazahav. Kesad machad lo 25 dinar shel kesef b'dinar shel zahav. Af al pi shemashach et hakesef lo kana ad shimshoch et hazahav. Yemat bishlama b'damim mishum hachila kane. Ele yemat b'amat b'chalipin nikne. Braita expands on the law of the Mishnah and says, when we say that if I give you silver, I don't get the gold, what does that mean? What will be a case? If I am selling you 25 silver coins for one gold coin. So even though you pulled the silver, 25 silver coins, I do not acquire it until I pull on the silver, on the gold coin. So if you say that we're buying and selling with currency, well, that's why it doesn't work, because all you did was acquire the currency, and that does not effectuate the transaction. But if you can do a chalipin exchange with coins, then it should be effectuated automatically. But it's not so. So you see, that's a good proof. Ela mai bedamim. So but now we challenge that. So now what are you saying? Coins work only like money. Yachi ema resha hazav konet hazahav kesad machalo dinar shel zahav ב-25 dinar shel kesef kevan shemashach et hazahav nikna kesef bechol makom shehu. Look at the resha of that very baraita that also is expanding on our Mishnah, and it's quoting the Mishnah that says that gold can acquire silver, and the baraita gives an example. If I'm going to sell you a gold coin for 25 silver coins, then once you pull on the gold coin, so then the silver automatically becomes mine, no matter where it is. Now, so that's the key, no matter where it is. If you say this is an exchange, then that makes sense. You took one item, and the second that you pull it, the other item, which happens to be silver coins here, becomes mine, and it doesn't have to be here, it could be anywhere in the world. But if you say that we're treating it like money, then why are you telling me that it's acquired? The silver is acquired already to me, no matter where it is. It's not true. Rather, it creates an obligation. That should use the word obligation. The same question that we had before, that, okay, you pulled on the gold. Fine. Now you have the gold. You are obligated to pay me. It doesn't mean that any silver that you have is automatically mine, anywhere it is. Rav Asher says, I can answer this question. Really, we're using it as money. And when it says that the silver is mine, anywhere it is, what we mean is as it is. Right? Whatever you told me, whatever coins you told me you're going to give me, those are the ones that you have to pay me. You see, it's just adding, it's really money, but it's adding a twist to it. An additional requirement. Usually, if you pull something and my chair and I'm selling it to you, then you have to pay me, but you can pay me any coins you want. But in this case, where we specified, I'm going to give you this coin and I want you to sell me those 25 silver coins, then you have to give me those 25 particular silver coins because it makes a difference to me. If you specified and you said you're going to give me coins, new coins from this particular purse that has new coins in it, you have to give me the new coins, and you can't give me from the other purse that has old coins. Even though in general, old coins are better than new coins, because old coins, you see, they're already in use, they're trustworthy. New coins is like, where'd you get this? Did you just counterfeit this in your basement? When you get a new crisp $100 bill, kind of looks fake. You're like, well, are you sure we have to check this first? If it's already been used, then you know, okay, it's been around, it's in circulation, so it's probably good. Now, even though it's worse for the receiver of these coins to get new ones, he may say, listen, you told me you're going to give me new ones, I want new ones. Why would he want new ones? Because he might say, listen, I don't want to use them right away. I'm going to keep them around for savings. I'm going to use them only in a couple of years from now. So if you give me the old ones, they're going to get tarnished and much worse. Give me the new ones, and then they'll become tarnished while I have them, and then they'll be able to use them. Currency is best when it's kind of in the middle. When it's totally new, then it looks fake, it's not trustworthy. When it's very old, then it's already all tarnished and black and crumpled. And so it's no good. So I want the new ones because I'm not going to use it now. So therefore, the point is that even though it's a sale with money, and so, you know, technically with money, you can pay me any money you want. If we specified before and says, listen, I am selling you this gold and you have to pay me 25 silver coins, but I want those particular coins, the new ones, then you have to give it to me, even though it's a sale and not an exchange. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen v'Amen.